What types of resources are available for women-owned businesses in developing and developed countries? How can women-owned businesses leverage their output? Juan Hojos from the International Trade Center. The She Trades program shares with us the opportunities and resources available through She Trades for women-owned businesses. Listen in.
Well, thank you very much, and we're happy to be here. And I like the line of the presentation today, because as you were saying right now, Tamara was presenting the IP issues, and then Dr. Fiona was more in the practical field of all these things, and related to what Liz was mentioning, technology. So I'm kind of combining everything. And then today I'm gonna talk about trade with the gender lens, where we come from IP to the field to the competitiveness of companies, of women-owned businesses as well. So I'm super happy to be here again. Thank you, Marshall, for the invitation. My name is Juan Hoyos. I work for the International Trade Center. I work presently with the International Trade Center, originally from Colombia, but living in Geneva, Switzerland, for a little bit more than a decade. So today I will present to you what is the She Trades Initiatives and what are our platforms and tools. For those who don't know, what is the International Trade Center? Is a joint agency of WTO and United Nations dedicated to supporting the internationalization of small and medium-sized enterprises, focusing on expanding trade opportunities and fostering sustainable development. Then inside the ITC, we have a program called She Trades. I think the name is super clear what we do. And then is the ITC flagship initiative that provides women entrepreneurs around the world a unique network and platform to connect to international markets. Basically, we do the full work based on seven global pillars. I'm not gonna spend a lot of time today on this one. You can go later at the end, you will see our webpage, and then you can go and explore. But basically, we just work with championing quality data for companies related on and organizations and governments, understanding where are the women involved in trade, then enact fair policies, secure government contracts, strike business deals, enable market access and long financial services, and ground ownership rights. In summary, what we do is to help directly women-owned businesses with the competitiveness. You will see how. Also, we work with business support organizations to help those women as well. And then we work with governments as well, trying to change the policy and adapting the policies to help them. To change the ecosystem in every country to promote the women to be more embedded in the international trade. So where we are present here, you can see a big list. We have projects. We do our work directly with projects. We do our work as well with hubs. We have actually hubs in Latin America and the Caribbean, in Trinidad and Tobago, Argentina, Uruguay. But in Africa, we have around seven hubs in Gambia, Egypt, Nigeria, Kenya. And in Middle East and Asia as well, we have hubs in Dubai, Vietnam. So where these hubs are our representatives in those countries. We do it, and then I'm talking about many things before I show you what we do and how we women-owned businesses can benefit from participating in the She Trades. And then, of course, we cannot do it by ourselves. So we do it in partnership with private sector and other international organizations like UPS, Maersk, eBay, etc. And then, for example, Women Entrepreneurship Accelerator, that is sponsored by Mary Kay, is an association between five UN agencies like UN Women, Global Compact, to help women-owned businesses as well. So we do it in different approaches, but we are present, and then you will see how we are implementing our project to help women-owned businesses. And the first thing is the She Trades Outlook, that is a software, is a tool that uses world-class data to explore and compare how countries are addressing gender in trade policies and practices. How we do it, we do physically interviews with stakeholders, governments, private sector, women-owned businesses, business support organizations in every country, not in every country, when we are ready, covered 38 developing and developed countries in six policy dimensions, that is trade policy, legal and regulatory framework, business environment, access to skills, access to finance and work and society. So we collect all the information, and actually 80% of the information that we are collecting is new data. This data didn't exist. You remember our first pillar, that is quality data. The problem with women entrepreneurship is sometimes we don't know what is happening because we don't know the real numbers in the world. For example, in a private sector, if you ask the procurement area of a private sector, how many women you have as a supplier, they don't know. They have no idea. They don't have that data. So this tool is helping governments, business support organizations, other agencies to collect information, and then even you can compare. For example, in this case, if you were, for example, in Kenya, I choose in the tool to connect to compare Kenya with Canada. So you see, for example, in trade policy that Canada is much more developed than Kenya, but then Kenya can be compared as well to the AFCFTA, that is the African Trade Agreement, the big African Trade Agreement, plus the whole continent of Africa. So every country we see for each one of them, and of course each one of the dimension is built by indicators. So it's a deep tool that is helping governments and business support organizations to start closing the gaps of women entrepreneurs in their countries. Then other tool that we have is the She Trades Invest, that is dedicated to unlocking finance for women in developing and least developed markets. In general, what we do is to work with women-owned businesses, building the capacities of women-owned businesses. For example, many companies in the startups in developing countries, they don't have even booking accounts. They don't have bookkeeping. When you mention what is bookkeeping, what is this? So they need. Some of the companies, they need to start that. But some others, they don't know how to do a due diligence. Or for example, they are desperate to look for investors. And then they don't know that, for example, investors are looking for equity. So when you explain them, no, but an investor, you will have to give up with your shares or the governance of your company. I didn't know that. So we educate all the women entrepreneurs in the finances world. And then at the same time, we work with investors to have the gender lens. It's like to say, no, wait, don't wait that all the SMEs will ask you for $1 million of equity. No. You can start even with 50,000. So you need to start changing your policies, changing your structures to reach these women-owned businesses. At the moment, we have already 30 impact investors mobilized, targeting Africa, Asia, and East Europe. More than 3,500 women entrepreneurs trained in 134 countries. More than 600 women entrepreneurs connecting to impact investors. And we already allocated 6 million worth of capital secured by women entrepreneurs. Then, of course, and you will see later, we support all the capacity building, all our activities with tools, online courses, self-assessment tools, as the one that Tamara presented earlier. But of course, the tool that Tamara presented is for IP. We do for competitiveness in general and international business. With the need, our need to connect people, to have a bigger network that help each other. So we create the She Trades platform a few years ago. And then actually the She Trades platform allow women, not only women entrepreneurs, but BSOs, governments, to do different things. One thing is connecting, is networking, to sell and buy products as well. It's not exactly like eBay, but there in the network, people can find suppliers or can find buyers for their products and services. people can, women on business can get verified by, we have in every country verifiers, so these people can verify that it's a women-owned business, and then that increases the credibility in the market. Then we have always, we are updating with events, etc. And then we have an area that is the virtual learning space, where it's open to everybody. And actually, Marshall was asking me if Canadian company can benefit from these tools. Absolutely, yes. As even not only women-owned businesses, but SMEs as well, they can register in G-Trace platform and can benefit from online courses, free online courses, webinars, etc. I will show you. So the competitiveness, and I'm not going to get deeper in this one, the competitiveness, we measure the competitiveness. Because sometimes you say, what is competitiveness? Is competitiveness of my company? Is the competitiveness of the sector? Is the competitiveness of the country, the region, and in what? In IP? Or in this technology, like Dr. Fiona was saying. So we need to understand what is competitiveness. So we differentiate in four competencies: that is strategic, marketing and sales, production, and resource management competence. In this way, we measure and assess all the capabilities and capacities and strengths of each company, and then to start closing those gaps for these people. So in general, the virtual learning space, we have a self-assessment tool, as I was saying, is similar to what Tamara was presenting for IP, but this is for competitiveness. We have 18 capabilities, and then the beautiful feature of this self-assessment tool is once you finish your self-assessment, it's telling you in each capability what is your level, your basic, intermediate, or advanced, but then even we recommend per capability which are the courses that we are offering to close that specific gap. So that gives women-owned businesses a route to close the gaps in knowledge and skills. So we have more than 100 webinars available for free in the network. We have virtual learning spaces. In the virtual learning spaces, we have short courses. Even if you can manage to scan this QR code, you can see one of the courses, and then these are short courses that are 1 hour, 1 hour and a half. You can follow within your mobile, but as well, you can have longer online courses of 2 weeks where you can get deeper. You can have to participate in forums, exams, etc. So you really acquire better skills. Then we have the face-to-face that now we don't have them due pandemic. The coaching, we are now finishing to implement in the platform, a coaching platform, digitalized. And then the business generation, we participate in international and facilitate as well participation in international fairs online. So not always people now can go physically to the international fairs, but through online. So we create booths, and when you go to the electronic booth, you can see the avatars of the owners, you can download videos, you can download brochures, and even you can talk to the people at that moment on videos or just chatting with the people. As well, in the platform, we have the market tools, but these are offered by by the whole ITC, that is the trade map, market map. So these six maps help companies to identify better markets, better potential markets, where their products or services are better to export. And then the sustainability map. But this is another webinar, full webinar. But these tools are available for free again to everybody. With COVID, of course, we everybody had to develop a resilient system. So we create a set of tools and webinars and courses for SMEs or women-owned businesses as well to identify their gaps on how to develop somehow the plan B, plan C, plan D. So we have a lot of tools like crisis management tools, financial planning, business continuity, etc., where people can, and even the recommendation today to all SMEs and to everybody is like, probably pandemic is finishing, but you have to be prepared for any think that can happen in the future. And then now with Ukraine and Russia, we can see that the world is crazy and anything can happen in any place. So the recommendation is super simple. People can register in Inchitrades.com into the platform to benefit from all the online courses, events, et cetera, et cetera. And just in summarizing, I'm trying to fit my time as well, to fit to my time. This is the summary of all our activities. We already connecting 3 million. This is our target, connecting 3 million women to markets. We cannot do it by ourselves. So we can do it through PSOs, governments, etc. We already create opportunities of 382 million in trade and investment opportunities generated for women. More than 30,000 women directly trained by us. We have presence in 25 countries with 35 partners all around the world, providing technical expertise and organizing the conductive ecosystem that facilitate the embeddedness of women-owned businesses into the international world. Here are our contact points, and just inviting everybody to participate and to benefit from all the tools that we have, especially for women-owned businesses, to improve their competitiveness. Marcia, it's brief, it's short, but I think I comprise everything. And back to you.
I'll tell you no matter.